And hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Yes And podcast, the weekly yap. I'm your host and creator, Travis Thomas, and this is episode 30 of the weekly yap. I kind of feel like I should sing happy birthday or something, that the weekly yap turns 30 episodes today. But very excited about that. And I'm actually joining you today from Phoenix, Arizona. And I've been in Phoenix since yesterday, and I had the opportunity to deliver with three amazing talents from IMG Academy. And IMG was great enough to bring me back in to do this leadership conference out here in Phoenix. It was for the NCAA leadership event. And so today we got to deliver to about 20 athletes from Arizona State University and Grand Canyon University. And so we were talking leadership, high performance, and a whole lot of the John Wooden principles and his life example as a coach and the legacy that he has left and what that has to do with leadership and athletics and how we live our life. So I had a lot of fun doing that today, delivering with James Leith, who is the head of leadership for IMG Academy now. I used to be a leadership coach there at IMG, as well as Lindsay Hamilton and Mike Lewis, who are mental conditioning coaches at IMG. And so just getting to work with these talented staff again, and the four of us presenting together, had a wonderful time, again, speaking to these young student athletes. And I want to give a shout out to them because we gave them a task at the end of the day to come up with a problem on campus or an opportunity on campus for them to solve and to come up with a plan, and they had to present it to us, and the plan had to be sticky, it had to be sustainable, and it had to have a social media component to it. And so we gave kind of a fun prize to the winning team. And all three groups that presented, we told them at the end of the event, if you do not go back to your campus and demand a meeting with the athletic department to present their ideas, right, it's gonna be a huge disservice. One group talked about they want to take away clicks on campus and clicks on teams, and their hashtag was click, don't click. So you've got a little play on words there. And they had a great idea of how to help eliminate clicks on campus and on their teams. The other group was about sport, cross-sport unity, and how to build support for a lot of the supports, which, by the way, thank you to my good buddy Michael, who told me that supports, the sports that we play, comes from the Greek or the Latin for support. So sports are actually supports. And so how do we get athletes to actually get out and support one another in the different sports instead of everyone just going to the basketball games or everyone just going to the football games? How do we get out and support gymnastics and support swimming and support the sports that don't get as much fanfare and as attention, and how the athletes can do that? They came up with the hashtag of hashtag one team as a way to help unify athletes and unify the campus. And then the winning team came up with an idea that they called Sweet Talk. And this was great because during the day we were talking about teamwork, we were talking about communication, collaboration, empathy, and how to build these skills individually and how to do them collectively. And they came up with an idea that they called Sweet Talk. And SWEET is an acronym that is communication. SWEET stands for simple, willing, empathic, effective, and true. To communicate in that way, and that would be Sweet Talk. And so if they could get everyone to be more honest, to be more willing to engage in empathic listening, and to be more vulnerable and effective with their communication. So hashtag Sweet Talk is the idea that they came up with. And so fantastic ideas. Want to say hello to all the athletes out there who participated. And it's an honor to work with such amazing talents. So today, episode 30 is a solo cast. Now, I haven't done a solo cast on the Weekly Yap in a long time. It's been months. I've had such a slate of talented guests on here, and I've got a slate of more talented guests coming up. But for me, this is just kind of a yes and check-in to talk about kind of what's new, as well as to take some questions that have been coming in from different listeners about me and about the world of Yes And. And so today's podcast is going to be a little bit shorter, probably, unless I get talking, and just to be a little bit more introspective as far as what's going on with me and different insights and things that I'm having. So the first question that came in is, regarding your own personal transformation process, What are you working on now, and how is it going? All right, so my own personal transformation process, just to kind of sum that up, that is a continuous thing of trying different things and trying to be consistent with them, building a routine, replacing bad habits with new habits or good habits with better habits. And nutritionally right now, kind of because I've dealt with just some minor kind of health, inconveniences maybe is the best way to put it, but I have taken a much more conscious approach to my diet. I've made some drastic cuts. I'm not sure what the long-term sustainability of it is, but I know that there's going to be some long-term better choices being made as a result. Beyond that, I think what I'm really wanting to really nurture right now is just the habit, the routine of either meditation or reflective listening, and creating the space for that on a daily basis to be able to sit, be with my thoughts, notice my thoughts, and just be conscious of how I'm approaching each day, and to bring that awareness and that purpose into everything that I do. So for me, I really struggle when I sit down and meditate and try to listen to the divine and listen to inspiration without my own thoughts getting in the way. And so this is a tough practice, but it is a practice that I'm really enjoying. I've been listening to a 21-day program with Deepak and Oprah, and that's been really, really fun to listen to. So I've really been enjoying that. All right, the second question, what would you consider to be the most important insight or two that changed the way I approached life? The most important insight or two. It's funny, Mike, James, Lindsay, and I were just having dinner tonight in Phoenix after the conference, and we were doing a debrief, and that question came up, like, what one or two insights have you really learned as an adult that you wish you had as a child? And kind of two ideas kind of stuck out to me. And I think the first one is just kind of the whole idea about the growth mindset and what it means to embrace failure and to see failure as not a bad thing, and actually to embrace it, to try to fail early, quickly, and often as a way of growing and not taking it so personally. I think I'm someone that I take that kind of stuff really personally. So over the years, especially as a child, I would avoid situations where I might, you know, not succeed, and therefore I kind of created a story about myself instead of committing to the hard work, putting in the effort, and knowing that the results would come by putting in the time and the consistency. I think that would have served me hugely as an athlete, especially in college. So that's a huge insight. I think the second insight has been kind of in my own leadership development, my own spiritual exploration and development, is the idea of we are not our thoughts, we are not our emotions. And the ability to notice with awareness, with mindfulness, to notice our thoughts, to notice our emotions, and then to notice them instead of just allowing them to live us or to run us on autopilot. To have that space between stimulus and response where I notice my thoughts, I notice my feelings, and then I can explore them and think about what might be going on to cause those feelings or cause those emotions, question them, dig deeper into them if I need to, not make myself feel bad for feeling them or thinking them, but to realize they're really not mine. They're just kind of showing up, to be aware of them, and then to choose, consciously choose a response instead of letting my response choose me. So to choose a response in that space of awareness, to choose a response that is on purpose. And so I think, you know, growing up, I think, please, as an adult, this happens all the time where something happens and I think that, oh, well, I mean, this is clearly what that means. I'm upset because of that. And so there's no gray area. That's why I'm upset. And instead of going, okay, why are you feeling that way? What is the story? What are you making this event mean? And what is it bringing up inside of me as far as, oh, okay, that's a judgment I have or a story I've been holding on to. And the ability to maybe let that go and choose to respond on purpose. I think that's been invaluable for me. Number three question here. What does an ideal day look like for you work-wise? All right, I'm an extrovert. So the ideal work day for me is, and I have these ideal work days quite a bit. But being able to wake up with my wife while the kids are still sleeping, take our dog up to the beach, the dog part of the beach, and to walk the dog, have a little bit of morning listening or meditation, do my Periscope for all of you who watch that as well. But then to be able to go off and work for a few hours, either at a coffee shop or just some place where there's some activity going on, and get some work done, be able to come home, spend a good portion of the day with my wife and kids as they do homeschool and unschool, and just to be present and to be able to spend that time with them. And then, of course, I love doing my individual coaching. I love working with the soccer teams, with Massive. And I love doing the corporate trainings and the public speakings. And I like traveling. So I like being able to take off for, you know, a day or two, maybe 3 days, and go do an event and then fly back. And of course, I love doing my improv shows with the Jove. And so having a life where that is an active mix of all of that. And I've been blessed, you know, since May to go off on my own and to have a lot of this stuff pop up. Obviously, I'm in a situation where, you know, I'm flying by the seat of my pants, and I could use more corporate work, and I could use more coaching, but grateful for every opportunity that's come along. And so my ideal workday is being able to incorporate all of that into the mix, I think is really ideal for me. So the next question, what is the coolest thing you have learned on your professional journey? That's a great question. I kind of got reflective about that today, because when I talk about my college experience as an athlete, and I shared this with the NCAA crew today, I felt like a big failure. I felt like I underachieved for 4 years. I had a very mediocre experience as a player at the collegiate level. And as much as I love soccer, I didn't enjoy myself most of the time, and I didn't feel like I did well. I really didn't. And so many of the things that I was learning during those 4 years didn't take root until years after once I got into the more of a corporate world, years after once I got into improvisation and then life coaching and then doing everything that I've done. And it is realizing that everything that I've done, the journey along the way, I've been able to put into practice all of these lessons that I learned, you know, from my college coach and my college experience, phrases and mantras that didn't make sense at the time, that forced me outside of my comfort zone, that I didn't actually get in those 4 years, but I've gotten them much later in life. And they've been able to serve me, and they've been able to help me to do the things that I've done, to be able to get the job at IMG as a leadership coach and teach leadership, even though I probably wasn't the best leader in college on the field. And then I think it kind of came full circle for me today, because here I was teaching some of John Wooden's principles to Division I high-performing athletes. And a lot of the principles that we were sharing today were the exact principles that my college coach worked with us on. They were the Wooden principles. They are from the pyramid. And it came full circle, like, wow. And I gave them, I said, hey, if you don't figure everything else out, if you don't figure it all out in your 4 years, don't worry. You got the rest of your life to figure this stuff out, and you will figure it out. And then again, I about a month or so ago, I got invited by my alma mater to come back in the fall. Every fall, they have a new list of inductees into the Sports Hall of Fame for my alma mater. Don't worry, I am not one of them. But they have asked me this fall to give the keynote address, because of the work that I've done since playing. Not because of I'm not getting into the Hall of Fame, but I get to talk about what I've learned as far as leadership and high performance, and what I've kind of committed to learn since being in school. And so I thought that was kind of interesting to see that, you know what, I sure didn't get it at the time, but just be patient with yourself and keep learning, and those principles and those opportunities will eventually sink in. All right, two more quick ones here. Can you give me an update on your Rack Friday yearly challenge? And so, yeah, for some of you who don't know, I committed with my family that every day this year we would do a different random act of kindness, and I've been keeping note of it. And I probably haven't reported in on this in a couple of months. And the good news is that we're still going strong. There are plenty of days where I think back, I'm like, holy cow, what did I do? Did I do anything? And there's certain days where I struggle, but I always remember, you know what? Remember when you held that door for that woman today or that guy or that time where you just, you know, yesterday I'm walking down the street here in Phoenix and I'm just consciously making an effort to smile at people and make eye contact and just realizing how to have that intention and how, again, this random act of kindness every day, how it gives me a reminder each day to approach the day from the standpoint and from the intention of making someone else feel good, making someone else look brilliant or feel brilliant. And so that is still going strong. It's tough sometimes. My family is helping. You know, here we are 4 months into it and 4 down and 8 to go. So stay tuned as the Rack-A-Day Challenge continues for 2016. And the last thing from Mr. Fraser Foster is, can you give us an update about your book? And the update as of right now is, I've been sitting on it with the final edits for a few weeks. And I had a conversation with a great book agent recently. He gave me some great notes. So I'm going back into the book, hopefully with some minor edits and some minor additions. And my goal is within the next month to probably self-publish, get it on Amazon, and make it available to everyone. I've got some events coming up. It'd be great to have the book out before I go to these events. And so the book is going to be called 3 Words for Getting Unstuck. Live, yes, and so I'm really excited about it, and I just feel that it's going to be really helpful to a lot of people, whether you're an athlete or just any personal challenge or anything that you're going through in life. I think it'll be super helpful, so I'm really excited about that. And so that's a little bit of the live, yes, and check-in of just really again trying to live with that yes and mindset of acceptance and then responding on purpose. And so I think we have that opportunity minute by minute, day by day, to live life that way. And I thank all of you for listening to the podcast. Please share it with others. I don't have a big marketing plan right now, so I rely on word of mouth. I rely on listeners sharing with other listeners as kind of building that audience. And again, I love presenting insights and inspiration. So make sure you check me out on Periscope every day. I'm at Live Yes And. And I share a new insight or a new idea every day in the 8 to 10 minute range. I have a lot of fun doing that. And of course, you can check me out on my website, liveyesand.com, and on social media at liveyesand. And so if you have an event that you need a speaker for to inject a little humor, a little high energy, a little growth mindset and yes and mindset, if you have a small business or a big business and you want to infuse some life into it, please feel free to check me out. Or some one-on-one coaching, would love to help you out as well. Be in touch and let's work something out. So that is it for today. That's a little solo scope with the Yes And Man. And thanks so much, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast and have a wonderful, wonderful Yes And Day.